Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a maxaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you drink a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
I'm here, you here, shit, we may as well get started. I ain't got to introduce myself, I ain't got to introduce the show, although I will. You know this Rosebud, this is the Ask Rosebud show. Man, I got a lot to talk about, most of it, you know, like usual, excuse me, we have talked about it before, but we gonna talk about it some more. Get at me at AskRosebud@gmail.com. You can also, at Mr. Rosebud, Twitter. Let me just start this because I'm excited about this conversation we're going to have tonight. Because I've always said, you got to be prepared for whatever you want to do in life. But what I'm really talking about now, being prepared, it's when you talk in the broads, man. It's just like, do you guys really understand what being prepared is? I mean, first and foremost, this is something I used to give away, so I don't mind saying it. But I don't give away the free stuff no more because it ain't nothing free. But you don't have to pay for the shit either. I just don't have that free shit to give away because I ain't got time for that. But the number one thing is to always be planned. And since we're talking about being prepared, always be prepared or always be planned. There's a lot of P's, you understand, and I'll get to the P's with my little letters and words and all that stuff, but I don't have time for that right now. But you have to be planned in order to be a successful, bona fide motherfucker. I mean, you can say you won, but see, you're not a motherfucker until people describe you that way. You can't describe yourself, oh, I'm a motherfucker. Nah, hell nah. You can't say that. Somebody got to say, Rose, well, oh man, that motherfucker, he's a motherfucker. Bitches. They got to be, oh, everybody got to be saying that because I was, if that's the case, a motherfucker. But see, I wanted to be a motherfucker. This is what you guys don't understand. If you want something, there are certain things you have to do in order to get it. Unless, of course, you're one of these guys that believe good fortune is going to rain on you and drop it in your lap. Now that happens, and I don't necessarily know how long it takes for it to happen, but it does happen. So if that's what you want to do, you can do it. But me, my guys at SWU, we all know, be prepared. Be prepared to win, and be prepared for shit not to go the way you expect it to go. And that ain't losing. No. That's more planning. So, we going, I guess you guys remember the Boy Scouts, and that was their motto, be prepared. You know, and that's why in the Boy Scouts, they taught you all kinds of things. Now, you might have liked whatever about ropes, tying knots. But you ain't going to just learn all the time. Now, you're going to have to hit them flints together, make some fire. You're going to have to go out camping. You're going to have to go through a lot of stuff. is what I'm saying. That's how you be prepared. You can't just say you're prepared. With the knowledge that you should gain, you know, learning as you live your life, you should be able to reinforce that, you know, you're going to stay out there. But what I'm saying is, if you can't reinforce that thought in your mind, I might have said force it. I meant reinforce it. You have to reinforce that thought in your mind. Whatever it is you're doing, if you're out there trying to have bras, man, hoes, whatever, you know, you got to have things going on to reinforce that you're going to stay out there. If you got a good job and you just want to have, you know, a few girlfriends, you got to have things going on that's going to reinforce you doing that. Or else you're just kidding yourself. You got to make your mind up that you going to stay at women regardless of what you do for a living. You're going to stay at women that you get until you get your feel. And when you actually do get one, otherwise, let me put it like this. If you're a regular guy, what I mean by stay at women till you get your feel, what I mean is, you know, sure, you got a girlfriend, not an official girlfriend, which you don't want to make it official. You just don't. Because when it's official, then you're a cheater if you got another broad. So what I'm saying is avoid that conversation initially. This one may be the one you want, but don't make that decision until she earns it. So what I'm saying is you got to play the field. And the way you play the field is to have more women to talk to. Now, if you actually have or get this one girlfriend, remember, this is not an official girlfriend, just one girlfriend. You got to keep in mind that you got to look for another one for sure now. Because if you don't, you're going to get trapped. Because if you keep one woman too long, all you know is her. And you totally don't know women. 713, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? That's some good dope you kicking, man. That's, I appreciate that. But, my question is, because you say you grew up, you have to say yes, sir, no, sir. What did the great Rose grow up?
I grew up in Vallejo, California, but my folks was out of Louisiana.
Country, so I was wondering, yes, sir, no, sir, that's South Country.
My mother and father straight, my mother from Shreveport, and my pops was from Houston, Texas, but he was in some little doggone city near Baton Rouge. Yeah, by Baton Rouge. But yeah, man, we had to say all that, man, and we couldn't even talk while our parents was talking. And if we opened our mouth when some guests came over to our parents' house, man, we got slapped right in the mouth because we can't talk when grown folks talking. You know, none of that shit is here anymore.
Yeah, that's how I was raised too, but I don't want to get too far off the subject. I'm at work, but I'm going to hit you back if I got anything.
Okay, for sure. All
right, later.
See,
hey, what's up?
All right, no problem. Hey, see, the thing is, you got to understand this stuff. And what I'm saying is you can't stop prowling for another woman. Because I'm telling you, I'm not saying women ain't worth shit. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is women are worth so much that you want to value the one you actually choose to be with. And the only way you can value her is for you to have some standards that you've made for yourself and the women you deal from dealing with women. Let's say you start dealing with this woman, and here she comes late. You go to pick her up, she's late. Okay, now one of your things is I ain't going to be dealing with no woman that can't be on time. I mean, that's simple. But I'm saying there's a lot of things that you can make up
And I'm saying after you get through dealing with her, the next woman you get, you tell her, well, we're going to be, you know, leaving at around, you know, 7 o'clock. You know, and, you know, I ain't the kind of cat that want to leave at 7:05 if I say at 7 o'clock. Now, you know, shit happened, you know, and I could leave at 7:05, but I ain't going to like it. What I'm saying is now you know that women will be late, so from now on you're keeping every other woman you meet up on this. Everything that you learn from every woman supposed to be part of your conversation with the next woman you have. Why? Because women are like cattle. They have a herd mentality. And no matter where they're from, no matter how many levels they've raised to in their job, they still think like women. So you have to understand that. When you hear me say stuff like see through muddy water and spot dry land, that means you're embarking on a journey and you don't know what lies ahead. But since you are prepared, every step of the way, you planning and plan your way. You ain't just walking, oh, la, 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 la. You ain't doing that shit. You got something serious. Okay, I got questions. Let me see. 347, what's up?
Hey, Rose, man, you know that 705 shit? I've been saying that shit for years. That shit work when you say it right. When you tell a bitch, hey, bitch, you know what I mean? We're going to meet up at 7, and I don't want to be 5 minutes late. I don't want to show 703, 704, 7 o'clock. And I love doing that shit because I love giving any reason not to fuck with a bitch. And 9 times out of 10, they show up at 7 o'clock. As a matter of fact, Rosa, I like to keep them bitches waiting. I like them waiting on me. I show up at 7:05.
Hey, but let me tell you something. I don't. I show up at 7. Because what I'm saying is what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And how could you be the motherfucker you are if you don't do what you say? If you don't, you know, if you're not prompt. If anything, I'm there at 6:55. I'm sitting there smoking a joint, thinking about what the fuck I'm going to say as soon as I see this bitch. You know, because my thing is I'm playing. I can't help it. So why I sit there, smoke my little shit, and I ain't going to just sit there and all of a sudden see that goddamn broad. You know, and then whatever I do at the joint, now I'm ready to talk to her. Hell no. Well, I'm going to plot how I get out the car, how I exhale the smoke out of my mouth, and I'm going to plot how I walk over there to her. Why? Because I like to win. And what I'm saying is if I say I'm going to get out the car and I'm going to swagger over the baby and I do it, I already didn't won one thing right there before the bitch and me even start talking. And I'm saying I'm going to set myself up for all kinds of little victories. And as I do that, I'm going to be kicking it once I start talking with baby. I'm going to be kicking it with her doing the same thing, setting my conversation up so that she got to say or agree or acknowledge something I'm saying on the affirmative or the positive, so that I can keep saying what I'm my line, which is the catch line. Girl, you fucking with a winner. I'm not one of these cats that even want to entertain a motherfucker that can't recognize a winner. Can you see now what that bitch gonna say? What's she gonna say? No, I'm blind. Man, I'm saying I make them say shit that I want to hear so I can keep talking. So as I keep talking, they just fall deeper and deeper and deeper into that goddamn trap that I'm setting for their motherfucking ass, because I don't just talk to women. I'm telling you, I'm playing. I never shoot the shit with women. I didn't have women tell me after, you know, we just broke up, you know, since I've been the square, they come telling me, you can still call, you know, and I don't want to be mad. Girl, please, I wish I would call your motherfucking ass. I don't want to be mad at you either, but I'm saying, shit, we broke up. They think they could be friends with a nigga they broke up with. Fuck you.
No.
You know I'm gone. Hey, no. I know you ain't with that. Hey, let me get 503. You hold on, 347.
Mm-hmm.
503, what's up, man?
Hey, man, this is Gabe out of Fresno. I'm over here in Fresno in the 559, but I be listening to you, man. You be lacing it up, and with my income tax, instead of going on getting in the car and doing it all fucked up, I'm finna cop that 750 thing you got going on.
Hey, let me tell you something. I hope you hurry up and get it. Hey, I hope you hurry up and get that refund so you can get it, because I'm starting a new semester on the 1st. And what I'm saying is, I don't know, they may be on, they may not, but I got people that have gone through this semester and not finished, but they are superior. That's all I can say. They're superior. Yeah, Rose, but you talking shit. That's right. If I wasn't talking shit, them motherfuckers that spent that money would certainly be on this goddamn show. So my nigga, fuck you, fuck your shit, because
yeah,
you ain't shit. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't ashamed to ask for it because I know what it's doing. But let me tell you, bro, if you get it or not, you got a question?
Yeah.
Or you just wanted
to. My question is, man, I have Mando a question. So today I seen these two broads, these two ladies, and, man, they look good and whatever. And so I slide it up on them, and I'm from out of state, right? And I use a jive.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm from out of state. Where's this mall at? And they could have hit me with whatever, but they were like, oh, it's right over here and over here. But when I slide up on them, her friend is already giving indication, like rolling her eyes and stuff. And I'm like, oh, man, she's probably going to try to, you know, overthinking the situation. Like, she's going to try to put her homegirl, like, tell her whoop-de-woo, whatever, not to fuck with dude. So real quick, I was just like, hey, you know, you guys shouldn't be standing alone because it's an urgency. And a brother like me, if I wasn't up on game, I'd probably crash and have an emergency. And she started laughing. And then I was and then her friend just kind of, like, you know, rolled her eyes again. And I was just like, all right, then. I go, have a nice day.
Check it
Thank
out.
You for the
Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Listen, all you guys. You know, when you got two women, very seldom will both of them really, really, really be forward unless one is fine and one is not. Then both of them might, you know, be forward. Now, if both of them are fine, or, you know, not necessarily fine, but look all right, you'll never have them going together because they always want it. So what I'm saying, or what I'm getting ready to say, is that you never pay attention to the one that's negative unless you say, girl, I see you over there rolling your eyes. I really wasn't going to say nothing to you no way, so you can relax. You got to fuck them off.
I didn't even think about that. I wasn't quick enough, man.
I'm just saying, that's why you kick it with me, man. You know, because I think really fast. I got 30 things I can say to that bitch that'll make her never roll her motherfucking
hey,
eyes
man,
again.
And just
at
to
a
let
motherfucker.
You know, every time I go to holler at a chick, my heart races, man. It's like I'm on stage. I feel like I'm a superstar. Like, it's a crazy urge. And not a lot of people get it, but I tell them I love doing this. But I just kind of, like how you said, I was going off that negativity, and I let that broad play me. I let that bitch play me off her negativity because ain't nobody was hollering at her. She wasn't feeling it. The girl with the glasses.
What I'm saying to you, bro, is this is the value of that course. It shows you 3,000 or 4,000 things like that you are not thinking of because you're a youngster. Not youngster, but I'm saying I'm 65. I didn't got
man,
quit. Listen to me, bro. Listen, all you guys. I didn't got quit. Women have quit me over 2,500 times. Why am I bragging about that? Because the next bitch that quit me, I'm going to just tell her, I'm used to getting quit. Girl, you number 2,501. Because I'm getting another one. What I'm saying is, the broad don't make me. I make the broad. And as long as I think that, she can quit me if she want to. She is losing,
hey.
And I'm I'm so happy to get rid of this damn fool. That's what I be thinking. This motherfucker really crazy talking about quitting me. Go ahead.
Hey, so since you spit hella quick, can you throw me a bone about some confidence real quick, like?
Listen, man, it ain't about throwing you a bone.
Every time I go up to bat.
Listen, it ain't about throwing you a bone for confidence. It's about either you want it or you don't. You know, if you want a bone, listen to the show. I drop several bones, nuggets, whatever you want to call them, on every show. So, you know, that's why I'm saying I don't listen to that kind of shit. That kind of shit make me not believe you even serious. Why? Because if you listen to my show, how much dope I kick, man? About confidence.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
all
for
right,
real,
bro.
Man. When you put it in that perspective, thanks, man.
Hey, check it out. Hey, 347, you got anything else?
Nah, man, you just encouraged me not to let negativity get in my way, man. Nothing but prosperity. So I'm going to go ahead and kick it with that. And I'll be listening to you, though. So I'll be hitting you up and picking your brain, though. Thank you.
Hey, for sure, man. Anytime I'm doing the show, press 1. I want to answer your questions. You too, 503. Hey, you guys, let me tell you something, man. Of course, I'm about money. But I'm really not. You don't know how many students I have that call me and have me talking to them personally, one-on-one, taking my time, free. And if they do, some of them have bought coaching sessions. And I tell them, we're not going to use the coaching fee right now because you ain't really asking me nothing that you need coaching on. You really need to be, you know, learning to master this confidence. And once you do that, you'll go out and you'll learn to have shit to ask me for. But in the meantime, and we kick it. We kick it about shit because I know how important it is for me to be there. I am a motherfucker that is very serious about what I claim to want out of my life. And I want to be remembered, known and recognized as a man that helped hella dudes find their nuts. Hell yeah. Men, all kind of men, are tripping, and it ain't their fault. It is their fault a little bit, but it's not, because society is a motherfucker. If you got to work, then you got to go with what society's saying. So most of you do work. So you're not suckers for being the way you are. But let me tell you what's so dope. There's a new man coming, the motherfucker. I mean, I've seen different programs about the emasculation of men, so I'm not the only one that thinks this. But I am the only one that did something besides identify the problem. See, because all these other motherfuckers identify the problem, they show you the symptoms of it. But they don't tell you what the fuck to do to get your nut back. See, that's what I be doing. That's what I be trying to do. But I try to remind you that we are in the 21st century. So looking at a bitch ass, looking at her titties and all that goddamn shit, you know, commenting on that shit, you might not want to do that. But that shit is not moot. Otherwise, at one point, once you got that far, hell yeah, you got to look at her titties and her ass and let her know you see that shit. But not like, you know, men of yesterday used to do it. We are more sophisticated. But sophistication does not mean you got to surrender one of your fucking nuts. All of you have surrendered one of them. If you right-handed, you surrendered your left nut. If you left-handed, you surrendered your right nut. Because the left side or the right side, depending on which hand you are, is the strongest. So you want to keep the strongest nut. Me, I'm even-handed. So I had to keep both on my motherfucking nuts. And I haven't even learned how to use my left hand yet. I'm still even-handed. I'm claiming it. Motherfucker, I need both of my nuts. Shit, you ain't gonna give me a reason to surrender one of my goddamn nuts. Marriage, a whole bunch of bitches, whole bunch of money, ain't nothing gonna make me surrender one of my fucking nuts unless I'm doing some shit in some kind of freak accident and some kind of way it get cut off. If that happened, long as I ain't knocked out, I'm going to get that motherfucker and put it on some ice, and they going to sew that shit back on. But if I can't do that, let's say the motherfucker got chopped up or something, fuck it. I just would be a one-nut motherfucker. But my nut was not surrendered. That's what I'm talking about. You motherfucker, surrender your nuts. Now, what I'm saying is the reason you don't have to surrender is a reason that you wouldn't have to surrender would be if you got that goddamn course and started studying it and you found yourself ready. You know, through the diligence of the men that got the course, see, they're able to spot things before these things even happen. Oh, you got them paranoid. Oh, no. No, I got them seeing. They are seeing. And whatever they're seeing may not happen the second they see it, but it's going to happen. And they know it. Why? Because they down and dirty, and they out there making it happen. They're not sitting up waiting for it to happen. You know, weight sunk the ship. Too much weight, and you're going under. Come on. Don't you even know that? 847, what's up, man?
What's up? I was just wondering if you knew what happened to Payroll from the movie.
Bro, let me ask you something. Do you listen to my show often, or is this your first time, or what?
Nah, I listen to it every once in a while.
When have you ever heard me talking about another motherfucker?
Nah, never.
That's right. Because I could give a fuck what Payroll doing. I hope he's doing whatever he's supposed to be doing, because that's what I'm doing. I only know what Bud doing. I ain't seen them motherfuckers, man, but I'm sure, unless they dead, you know, they doing what they do. You know? The game don't stop. I heard that motherfucker had some kind of legal problems. I heard this. I heard that. You know, I mean, come on. You know, I done heard all kinds of shit, man. I wish I would repeat that bullshit, man. I don't repeat shit I heard, because unless that nigga call me and start explaining some shit, I don't know. You know what I mean, bro? I ain't trying to be fucked up or nothing, but, you know, I don't talk about people because I don't kick it with them like that. And, you know, I'm a real nigga, man. I ain't going to spread no gossip.
I ain't trying to hear no gossip. I was just wondering in general, you know.
No, bro. Don't take what I'm saying personal. I'm not saying you're trying to spread gossip. You asked the question, did I know what was up with Payroll? I'm saying if I said, you know, because I want to seem like I know everything. Oh, yeah, man, I know that nigga's doing this. I'd have been gossiping, man. So, you know, I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't saying you're gossiping. You was asking a real question. I understand that. I ain't confused, bro. I understand where you're coming. I'm just letting you know I don't do no gossiping. And I certainly would have been gossiping if I'd have seen, oh, like I knew what's going on with Payroll. I actually, until now, I've never met Payroll. Shit.
Oh, shit. What town are you from? Do you know?
I mean, he was on American Pimp. That's all I know. I never heard of Payroll before American Pimp. I'm not saying he wasn't, you know, doing nothing. I'm just saying I had never heard of him. Damn near all those
young dudes, and payroll was kind of in that category as far as me, was introduced to American Pimp, I think, by Gorgeous Dre. You know, because he was a lot younger than me, maybe 10, 15 years younger than me. So the group that he knew was, you know, the little nigga that's sitting up in the bed, you know, and the Brad nigga, and, you know, them young niggas, man. And the older niggas, I'm not saying that the older niggas were better. I'm just saying those are the ones that initially started the whole thing. I started first, and I introduced all them older players. And then when he met Dre's father, Mel Taylor, I introduced him to Mel Taylor, talking about the Hughes brothers. And when Mel Taylor got to talking about the Game Goes On, and he have a son that's balling, well, shit, that was a story to them. So they wanted to follow up, and they hooked up with Dre through Dre's dad, who's since passed. May rest in peace. But what I'm saying is Dre hooked them up with those younger guys, my point. So, you know, everything, you know, is like that. You got anything else, bro?
Yeah. Now that I got reminded of the movie, there was this part in the movie where one of them young dudes at night, San Francisco, he standing at a bus stop with some of his hoes and telling them, like, you know, bitch, what is you tired? You know, get off the bus stop, you know, and all that. And I was just wondering, like, do pimps be doing that with hoes that's new the first couple of times or something?
Well, probably.
Like,
like, bro, don't ask the question and keep talking. Pimps do that with new hoes especially. But they do that with a veteran bitch that he got for 7-8 years that might be sitting there, and he saw him sitting there. You know, they, you know, it's just a lot that be going on. You know, and me, I'm telling you, a bitch tell me she was tired. And I know the bitch been working 12, 14 hours. Bitch, fuck you. I don't give a fuck about you being tired. I really do care about the bitch being tired. But I'm not going to let her tell me she tired, and then I tell her to go rest, because she ain't about really getting my paper then. So what I'm saying is, instead of me trying to explain that to the bitch, I'm going to let her know, fuck you, bitch. And fuck how tired you is. You better get some rest when you go in, and you better hurry up and get some money so you can hurry up and go in. Now, you keep it pimping when you do it like that. But I'm saying, when you check a bitch, like you see a bitch sitting on the damn bus stop or whatever you're talking about, You pull up on the bitch. Bitch, I know for a fact that you sitting there because you got something in your shoe that's stabbing into your foot, and you trying to get your shoe off, and before you could get it off, I pulled up. Now, ain't that right, bitch? That motherfucking bitch going to look at me, and she ain't going to say yeah,
yes,
but she going to know what I'm talking. She going to know what I'm talking about. No, she ain't going to even say yes, daddy, because she'll be lying to me, and I have to get out and beat her motherfucking ass. What I'm saying is, you give her the opportunity to see how out of pocket she is. So what she do is get right the fuck up without you saying shit about getting up. You letting her understand the only reason to be sitting down is this. So if anything else, you're on your period, bitch. Yeah, you've been working for 3 months in a row, and you should have an off day. Bitch, if you wanted an off day, you should have been a secretary for Wells Fargo or something. Because, you know, the only day you're getting off with me is the day that I decide I don't need the money that you're going to make that day. Period. Now, I don't know when that day going to come, but since I got 5 or 6 of you motherfuckers, you better believe it do come. So wait. Yeah. Period. I pimp, man. I got hella explanations, but I'm not explaining shit. Bitch, you can't ask me shit and expect me to explain it. If you ask me something, you better be ready to gobble up a whole bunch of game, because that's all I'm going to do is spit a whole bunch of it to you. I'm going to have your answer in there, but I'm not going to let you question me. I ain't going to let you do none of that, because I'm way past all that. You know, I can see it when it's coming, and when I deny it, I front them up. Girl, I see you trying to check me on whatever you think I was doing, and if that's what you think I was doing, that's what I was doing. That's what I'll tell you in a minute. So quit trying to guess what I'm doing, bitch, because everything you guess, I'm guilty. I'm telling you that. Now, what that bitch gonna guess? y'all ain't got no fucking game. Y'all don't know how to challenge a brawl without getting physical. Shit. Where you been, girl? Don't ask me anything that you don't want to know the truth to. Now, if she think that I was out fucking a bitch, do you think she going to ask me that shit? Which I know goddamn well I ain't been out fucking no bitch, but I ain't finna tell you what I've been doing no motherfucking way. You got no business asking me that shit. But if you ask me and you got some kind of suspicion, I'm going to make you really suspicious fucking with me. Trying to be suspicious. 503, I see you, man. What's up?
Hey, so I got this one question. I have a baby's mom, right, up over there in the 503. And a lot of it I've noticed is it's a lot of selfishness, I think, on her part. Because, for instance, oh, I need to ride a Wincoast. Well, shoot, you got my baby, you know, and, you know, my stepdaughter. So I go on and be a man and take her. But then when I'm sick and I'm coughing up a lung, hey, can you rush me to the hospital real quick in my truck that has 4x4? And I ain't like asking you in your car. All of a sudden, it's like pulling teeth. So is there a way I can lace her up so that
no.
way at least?
No.
No?
Fuck no. No. Just take care of your kids. Look, bitch, if you sick, take your ass to the doctor. If
no, that
you
was
need
me,
to,
bro. I'm trying to go to the doctor. I had ammonia.
Listen to me, man. Listen to me.
All right.
You said if she needed whatever, you would do it, and it was cool. But if you needed something, it was like pulling teeth. So I'm making an example of the bitch needing to go to the doctor. And as far as what you're supposed to do is say, all right, bring the kids over and drop them off. And then as far as her getting to the doctor, that's on you, bitch. I ain't your goddamn friend. I ain't your ride. I am your kid's daddy. So as far as me being a daddy, I'm going to be that. See, you guys play games.
No, the
with
scenario
yourself.
Was
– Dude,
I was living
you
with
can keep – listen, I don't want to hear the scenario. Oh,
okay.
You talking about an NX. That's the way you made it to me. Now, I don't want you to explain shit. What I'm saying, an X is an X. If the X got your kids, you supposed to be the dad to the kids, whatever that involves. But if the X need this or need that and is outside the kids, that's on you to fuck with her and do that shit. Because she sure
right.
ain't doing it for you.
Right.
You already know she ain't doing it for you. So why would you even entertain this bullshit? See, this is what I'm talking about, bro. This is why you need that course. Because this is the bullshit that you spend your time thinking about instead of thinking about how to have bitches and how to get past all the bullshit this one bitch. Please. Wish I would have one broad having me tripping. The only woman I'm tripping on is my wife. And I'm doing that cause I'm married. But you can ask her.
Right.
I ain't finna take no goddamn shit. You know, I ain't saying I'm a dictator. I'm not saying you better, you know, that shit. But I'm saying I ain't finna take no shit.
Right. I feel you.
What?
Come on.
What the fuck
I
you finna
say? So oh, shit. All right. So what would be the scenario if that was a boyfriend-girlfriend thing?
And she
so
needed you to do
ever...
what?
Always, pretty much it's like, pretty much it's like.
Dude, if it's your woman,
wait,
stop. If it's your woman, you're supposed to do whatever you can do as far as to help, you know, whatever needs to be done. Period.
Yeah.
Ain't
but
no, ain't no.
Foot, and you might,
If you boyfriend and girlfriend, and you will do anything, take her here, whatever, but when you need something, it's a problem, then you got a real fucked up definition of boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
It ain't the bitch problem. It's your problem because you won't identify what's really going on because you one of them scary motherfuckers. You really have this half-ass bitch instead of a real bitch. That's on you, man.
All right.
That ain't
on
me.
I don't want to get caught up in the same situation.
You gonna because you're scary. Quit being scary if that's not what you want. I'm just being
for
real,
sure.
Brother. Don't get mad at me.
Nah, I feel you, man. Nah, I ain't getting mad.
Right.
I'm just soaking it up. Thanks.
Soak it up then, brother, because I'm sure going to lace you. Excuse me. All right, you guys. Now. That brother going to be cool because watch him fuck with me. See, you guys got to understand that the information, look, 707. Oh, shit, I think I know who this is. Hey, 707, what's up?
Hey, man, just listening to the show. What's up, Rosebud?
Nothing. What's happening with
you,
man? This, I've been good, man. This is my youngster. What's your name again? I forgot.
It's Logan Barr.
Logan Barr. That's
yeah.
Right. God damn it. What's happening with you, man?
Shit, man. I just been focused on, you know, just personal shit. And I just started catching the show, and I started you telling the dude, you know, to not be scary. But what do you mean not be scary? Like, you mean to not be, like, you know, fall in that habit of things going too smooth, you know, always trying to...
No, man, listen. What I'm saying is when it comes to not being scary, sometimes you ask yourself a question about something that's going on. Damn, man, what is this bitch feeling me? Instead of asking yourself the question again, start figuring out a way to see. You know, the reason people don't figure out a way to see is because they're scary. Oh, I'd rather just sit here and, hey, they'll say, I'd rather just sit here and guess. I'd rather not do anything. And even if they guess, man, she is feeling me. They still ain't going to move because they know they're guessing. They're scary.
So
that's what's scary.
When they're critically thinking about something, you know, obviously it needs to be thought out. You know, you got decisions, but you can't be guessing. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you're gonna come across as being scary.
Hey,
you can't be stuck on one thought. You gotta keep on the deeper. Is that what you mean?
Well, I do mean that. But even if you're not stuck on one thought, you might only need one thought. But you still, if that's the case, have to decide if that's the thought you want to move on. So it doesn't matter how many thoughts that you have. It matters that you're going to pick something to move on. You ain't finna just sit there and have all these thoughts. Because that's what dudes do. The average dude will sit there and have hella thoughts and not move on any one of them. Hold on, Logan. I see 616. I'm finna get him. I want both of y'all on at the same time. 616, what's up?
What's up? This Cameo.
Cameo, what's happening?
Oh, I'm chilling. What's good, Rosebud?
You got a question?
Yeah. It plays off what you was just talking about, having different thoughts and executing on certain thoughts. I wanted you to respond on playing your hand. You talk about that a lot, you know what I'm saying, and I just want to get the correct definition of it because...
What do you think that means? Stop. What do you think that means?
Okay, that's just what I was going to go into.
Does that matter? Go ahead. My interpretation is what?
It's say for example, I'm in a given situation. Okay, within that situation, there could be several ways to handle it. Therefore, I decide what to do based on the outcome of that desire.
Okay, listen. Just listen. Logan, you there?
Yeah, I just heard what he said.
what do you think playing your hand means?
It means making the right decisions to get exactly what your outcome desired, or your desired outcome.
Okay, that's enough. Hold on. Let me ask both of you this question. If you was playing cards,
mm-hmm.
what would your hand be?
The hand that I was dealt.
What you think about that, Logan?
It would be the hand I want it to be.
No, it's the hand you was dealt. It's the hand you have. Otherwise, that's what playing your hand means. Otherwise, your hand is what you think to do in this situation. Once you think that, then you have to make the moves to make what you think come to fruition. You can't just think it. Oh, man, I want her to move over here, get a little bit closer, and show me that I can touch her. So you're going to have to do something, or you're going to have to say, girl, come over here. You know, you ain't scared of me, are you? You're going to have to do or say something to make that happen. That's what playing your hand means. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cameo, is that clear?
Yep.
I mean, really, is that clear to you as far as what you were asking?
Yeah, because it was along the lines of what I was thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like when you asked me, did I know what playing my hand is, and I was saying it was the hand that I'm dealt.
Yeah. Right, hold on. Hey, let me tell you about ESP, man, 347. I saw your number down there just now, and I was finna hit you next, even though you didn't press 1. Hold on. Hey, Cameo, you got anything else?
No, I'm good for now. Thanks.
Okay. Let's go ahead on with my 347.
What's going on?
347, what's up? Hey, man, what's happening?
I'm good.
I know
good.
Who you are. That's how come I was going to pick you.
I just had to wait to get a good question.
Okay.
I heard you say you got to be starting up. Excuse me, you got to be sharp enough. You got to be sharp enough to be steps ahead of the broad. How do you do that?
Hold on. 440, what's up, man?
Rosebud, what's up, man? Long time listener, first time caller, man. Just had a question for you.
Come on, what's that?
It's not on the lines of what y'all was talking about. I kind of just joined in.
Hey, man. I'm not, no, even though I'm old as fuck. I ain't stuck on stupid. Come on.
All right, so I emailed you a while ago, so I'm married. You were tripping. So I'm married, right? And
yeah.
I just want to know if what you're saying can be, you know what I'm saying, like a married person can you know what I'm saying, go forward with the information you're giving. Does it apply to
Stop. Let me ask you something. Do you think I'm single?
I know you're married, and you've been married for 20 years, and congratulations, man.
So what I'm saying is what I'm saying sure works for married couples.
True. All right.
So my point is, listen. My point is that when you're married, you got to listen to this information along the lines of being married.
Okay.
That's why these same exact words can be used to a dude that's thinking about pimping. And as long as he takes this information and use it along the lines of pimping, it'll work for him. Just like the people that listen to Ask Rosebud, they just regular guys, you know?
Yeah.
And if they apply what I'm talking about to what they're doing, it'll work for them. That's why I always say, man, and I'm not kidding, it works for all men.
The dude that wanted to work
has to know where he coming from. You know, if you married and you want to be some kind of player and you trying to use this, well, you ain't going to stay married. You might get to be a player, but you ain't going to stay married.
No.
Yeah, so I said that's why dudes got to know what they, you know, want. Man, my woman sometimes say shit that's foul.
Yeah.
And I don't fucking really say nothing. But the very next time, I let her know. You know, however I feel like I should let her know it. And what I'm saying is if it's about bitch this, fuck you, blah, blah, whatever it's about, I'm going to do it right then. And I don't give a fuck where the chips fall. Bitch, if you think you want to pack up, hurry the fuck up. Because what I'm saying is, at this point, you know, you didn't got me thinking like this. And when I'm thinking like this, I ain't giving a fuck. So ain't shit you can say. Unless you finna apologize, if that's the case, and go on with what we talking about, cool. But any other thing, I ain't trying to argue. I don't want to be up here in here mad. None of that goddamn shit. So I'm strong enough to take whatever the fuck the decision is.
Yeah.
And me and my motherfucking woman still together. Because my woman she ain't stupid and neither am I. I'm not going to say that shit on some dumb shit. Because I think I'm a man. I'm not finna say some stupid. My woman ain't no punk. She will tell me, yeah, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Move. That's why we cool. Because she know I tell her to get the fuck out. You know? But we don't want to go there. Neither one of us. So we stay within our boundaries so that we don't have to go there. You know, and the longer you with a motherfucker, the more you know about a motherfucker, so it's easier for you not to go there.
Yeah.
Even though me and her go there sometime, man. You know, I ain't scared to go there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, go there. You know, it'd be fucked up. You know, but you know, once it is fucked up, you know, a nigga running around and ain't speaking and shit. You know, me, man, about 5 or 6 hours of that shit, I'm going to make a move, which is going to kill all the little tension. I don't care if it's going to buy a box of chocolates or a fucking thing of roses or whatever the fuck it ain't about. I'm sorry. Oh, forgive me. Look, baby, I really ain't trying to have this type of environment. So let's just take this situation and I handle this issue. You know, this ain't no apology. This is trying to kill this environment. Now it's up to her to say, no. It's up to her to say, no, I want to have a fucked up environment. And you know she ain't going to say that because she don't want a fucked up environment. So I'm saying, if you on them ABPs, you're going to be playing. You're going to be playing, man, because that's what I do. That's what I do. I be playing, and I get what I want out of life because I'm playing all the time. Because it's what's the opposite of always be playing?
Always not playing, like.
No. You know what the opposite is? That's right. Always getting played. Who want to be in that motherfucking bag? Hey, you guys, 347, Leslie Cherry, and 440, I'm putting y'all back. 616, what's up?
Yeah, I would just go answer that question you had just asked. What was the opposite of always be playing? Always getting played.
Hey, that's right. Okay. Hey, cameo.
What's
man,
that?
You ain't scared. You ain't scared of this shit, man. You just jumping in here, man. Did you learn some karate or something, man? What did you learn? You must have learned some kind of martial art, or you carry that. What's that? That AR-15 with you all the time. You about to shoot motherfuckers.
Mental gym.
Hey, so what's going on is you a gymnast and you score tens like a motherfucker because you excel in mental gymnastics. Go ahead on, brother. I love that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. Motherfuckers that fuck with me feel like that. Now, the nigga that you just heard, cameo, he might not have sound
like Ivy sounded. I've been bragging for 30, 40 years, you know. He might have just been bragging for 15 minutes. So he can't sound like I sound. But didn't that motherfucker say some shit? I was saying. I love the shit. About 5 years down the line, I hope I'm still here. And I get to talk to that motherfucker, he going to be saying, yeah, but, you know, I'm a motherfucker like this here. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be fucking happy. If I get 5 more years, I'm not going to be 70. Yes, I am. I'm going to be 70. If I get 5 more years, I'm going to be 70. And I get to look at motherfuckers 28, 22, 30-something, almost 40. Dudes, listening and getting shit, getting something from the same words. Each one of them getting what it is for them in the words. Because we speak English. There's only so many ways you can say, hey, man, stand up and be a man. You can say handle shit. You can say hold your mud. You can say don't give it up. There's a lot of ways, man. Who give a fuck how many ways you can say it? Because it all means the same thing. Be a motherfucking man about your shit. You know, you got to be sharp enough to be talking to a lying-ass motherfucking bitch. And you can be quizzing her so you can see how she was lying. Because let me tell you something. So I'm talking to this bro. She upset because her man ain't doing, you know, this, that, and the other. So I say, well, give me an example. And she would say, well, you know, my phone got stolen, and I had to cut my phone off. Okay, that shit happened, blah, blah, blah. But later on in the conversation, when I was asking the bitch why she just didn't go buy another phone and shit, she started telling me about this bill she had to pay. So what I'm saying is that bitch thought I was going to volunteer or something. I said, let me tell you something about my black ass, baby. You know, I'm so motherfucking low. I can see shit coming before it even is 200 miles away. Then let me tell you what I see. You already told me a lie because you said you cut your phone off. So if you cut your phone off as soon as you buy a phone, you're going to motherfucking be able to cut it back on. Because the reason you cut it off is because somebody stole your phone. That makes sense. But now when you get ready to turn your phone back on and they come telling you to pay a bill, that bill had to be due before you told them to cut it off. Now, who don't know that? Sharon, come on, man. School me, man.
Look what's happening. I ain't hear the last part you said, but I just want to say I'm proud of Cameo. I want to say I'm proud of Cameo because he just got the course right. He just got the course right before the school started, and you could already see so much. You could see so much improvement, and you could see how hard he goes. And he really got insulted when you didn't give him that grade that he's looking for. So he's still going hard from that.
Let me tell you something, man. Part of being a teacher or an instructor is knowing how to motivate a motherfucker.
Correct. Correct.
Because see, if you doing 100, you know, the only thing I could do is try to get you to do 110. But if you doing 91, I could really push you to do 100. But 91 mm-hmm. is an A. You're doing A work.
Correct.
So Cameo was doing A work, and he wanted me to give him that excellent or whatever. I think I gave him a B+. Hey, instructor, what the fuck up with that, man? Excuse my language, instructor, but you know,
But what I'm saying is, look at him now.
Correct.
Let's say we do it now. What am I giving?
Get an A plus.
Because that motherfucker coming to school.
He's not just coming to school. Before you get the question off, I got the answer. I got the answer. He right there. He barely get the question off. He's trying to cut you off.
But Sean, wait a minute, brother. See, you sharp as fuck, but evidently you didn't see. That's what the school is about. it only takes you a nanosecond to think. Hey, people don't realize this. People do not realize this. Man made computers to try to do what a brain could do. So as fast as computers do shit, your brain thinks faster. But what the computer does that you don't do, the computer eliminates all clutter. It doesn't think about anything except for what's the answer. That's why the computer can get it that quick. But your mind, if you ask the computer something and you already know the answer before you can click, you already know the answer. You ain't even got to click. I'm saying when you click, it's only to confirm what the hell you was thinking.
But you already.
And this is how we are. Sean, ain't that how we are, man?
Instant, yeah. Everything is instant. You know, if you ain't dealing with that bullshit, I think it's instant.
No. Everything is instant. But I'm saying, ain't that how we are? We live to confirm what we think.
Correct. And that's what makes it real.
That's what I'm saying, because we think so fast and we think like we ain't even using our mind to think that we could be wrong. But every time we, you know, go to the proven points, we see, damn, right again. And after a while, you start being Superman. You don't even want to check your thoughts no more. Your fucking thoughts are right. And then let's say two, three years go by, and you ain't checked your thoughts, and then all of a sudden you want to check them, and there it is, right on time again.
imagine,
that is dope, Sean.
For everybody listening, imagine living your life like that. You know, imagine society wants you to be a sheep, but imagine somehow you find a way to fight back and get free, and you living your life like that, like you just said. Imagine how you feel. But you can throw me back in, though.
Okay, man. Hey, the thing is, I put him back in, but he ain't imagining a goddamn thing. He was imagining this shit before he got the course. He imagined every goddamn thing that we talking about, that he talked about. He imagined all this shit. But now, there's no imagination going on with Brother Sean. This shit is reality. Motherfucker got a job, and he probably got responsibilities 7 levels higher than what they paying him. Why? Because that's just his performance level. He gonna get paid. He gonna rise. But not only, you know, is he sharp, he black, so he gotta go through, you know, whatever. But he gonna go through it shining at every level. Even if it's a little punk level, and he know it's a punk level, you know, it's like, you know, you got a bicycle, and it's actually a girl's bike. But that's the only bike you got. Shit. Motherfucker gonna ride that bike exactly like it's a boy's bike. And any motherfucker wanna race, any motherfucker wanna do whatever we do on bikes, let's do it. Cause I'm on this bike, therefore, it ain't no girl's bike. At least that's how I think, man. That's how I want every motherfucker to think. But, you know what?
I got some little shit, man, really important shit. And we got just 30 minutes, goddamn. See, you got to realize that you live in according to your rules. Your rules only. And you should embrace that fact. You shouldn't be afraid of that. You're afraid of it when you don't know what you'll do. When you don't know this power, you don't know what you'll do with this power. So, of course, you're afraid of it because it's dangerous. But if I was you motherfuckers, I would stop trying to be so goddamn cool. And I would gain control of the now. Because right now, you motherfuckers ain't that cool. 616, what's up? 616, are you there? Did you have a question? Okay. So what I'm saying is, the deeper we get into this shit, we gonna make it relate to your conversation, and it's gonna show you how to make your conversation take effect in a woman's mind. Because until you do that, you're wasting your time. Until you actually speak to a woman and the shit you say takes effect in her mind, you won't have it. And you'll never think your aura works. Your aura is your aura. But your aura, if that's the case, is a diamond ring. What can the fuck that diamond ring do if you ain't working it? You got to know how to work this shit. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand. Excuse me. Dead in fucking heat cups. That's letting me know I'm telling y'all something I shouldn't be telling you. Hold on, I need to drink some water. Now, what you going to see and understand, you know, in time, maybe now, that I'm one of the only people you know with the kind of information that I have, and I'm really willing to share it. I ain't telling you pay me for this. I have shows every 2 times a week. So 52, that's 104 shows a week free. I don't just be talking. I just, you know, I know a lot of you motherfuckers, you know, seen the purpose and the value of the course. You didn't bought it. You know, and then there are those of you who've yet to realize it or yet to open your eyes and visualize what can actually be you. Now, if you're trying to get some knowledge, then, of course, you can speak to me about whatever. But knowledge alone is not enough. Knowledge or information alone is damaging. Information alone is very damaging. If you're trying to get knowledge, you know, and all you get is knowledge, then this is going to clutter your mind because knowledge does nothing for you unless you use it. And I just wish you would understand that, you know, I've gotten educated. I've gotten educated and I didn't learn how to interpret what made me irresistible to women. I've learned how to interpret it to where you can fucking understand it without having to go out in the streets. Man, I didn't put it in layman's terms. So any one of you guys can really understand it. It's all there for you. Let me ask you this. What do you think is important when you're getting at a woman? All right, you guys will be trying to answer so fast. Come on. Okay, nobody coming because nobody know real shit. Okay, 404. Let's see. Let me get both of y'all on. 503, you go first. What's up, man?
All you fucked up.
Hey, I can't hear you, man. Something's wrong.
Oh, you said
I can't hear you.
What was important, and it's the context of your character.
The context of your character?
Yeah, how you carry yourself, what you say. Like, I know, like, whenever I speak, I can just see it in the girl's eyes. They're just gleaming to hear what I'm saying. So I have to be very, like how you say, planned out.
Who the fuck is this?
503.
503. Gabe. That's good shit.
Gabe,
okay. That's some
Gabe.
Good shit. All right, Gabe, that's some good shit. 404, what's up with you, bro?
What's happening with you? You know, I have
nothing.
To say, you know, your presentation and what you represent.
Okay, and now, hold on. I got a private number. Now, this could be Treyanda, but this could be my man from Ghana, too. What's up?
Hey, this
private
is
number.
Who's
it? Ghana, what's happening, man?
I'm good. To answer your question, I think representing who you are, showing who you are, and letting her know why you're even talking to her.
Check this out. All of you guys are right, just as every one of you motherfuckers are wrong. Because, let me tell you, I'm going to give you a real answer, brother. It could be a number of things. Anything you're doing when you had a woman and you know what you're doing and it's not, let's say, what I would do, I can't say it's wrong, especially if you catch her. So what I'm saying is, for this topic and for you, the most important thing when you getting at a woman is your timing. The way you say what you say, how you say what you say. Otherwise, the second most important thing is your flow. But if you was in a race and you won and I came in second, we would have the same time. Otherwise, the camera said you won, but the clock wasn't precise enough to distinguish the difference in the times. That's how it is with timing and flow. Otherwise, if you saying what you should say at the right time, at the most opportune moment, and you're saying it smoothly, baby, you just don't understand what you're doing to me right now. I'm pretty sure you've heard that before, but let me explain. Right now, I'm thinking of all sorts of things I could be writing in this chapter that I'm starting to do. Threw that bitch off. Woo, that motherfucking bitch. And then once I see she going with that, I'm going to start telling her about I'm writing. And woo, woo, woo. Because what I'm seeing is the shit I'm seeing is really attracting her. But the way I'm saying it is bringing her to me. The timing and the flow. That's very important. Do either one of you, 503-404 or the private number guy in Ghana, do you either one of you have anything to say on that?
Yeah. The timing,
Hold on. This 503, right?
Yeah, I'll hold on.
Hold off. 404, you got anything?
I mean, you know, everything you said makes sense. You know, the time.
Okay,
hey,
bro, I don't want you to agree with me. And I'm not asking for that. I want to know what you got for you. If you didn't get nothing, you didn't. I ain't mad at you if you didn't. I'm just asking you, if you did, what did you get?
Yeah, I ain't getting nothing right out of the top of my head.
It's cool, man. Wait a minute, 503. Relax, man. Ghana, did you get anything out of it?
Yeah, I got it. Especially with the flow.
No, Ghana, I didn't ask you if you got it. I'm sure you got it. I asked you, did you get anything out of it? Meaning, what did you get?
What did I get was understanding more the importance of timing and flow, something that I underestimated before.
OK, Okay, say that again. Something broke up. Say it again, bro.
Yes, I said now I fully understand the importance of timing and flow because it's not something I thought about before.
Oh, okay. Hey, okay, hey, 503. You impatient motherfucker. I could just see you being one of these goddamn students that's just going to drive me crazy with all the scenarios you're going to give me. But what's up, man? hey, you right. ain't even you ain't even in the class and you're already a favorite.
Hey, so check this out.
Come
so,
on.
There's this girl, right? There's this chick in my in one of my classes because I, you know, I do some classes and whatnot. So she always be all, you know, whoopie woo, you're cute, this and that. So I make it, I made it, well, I don't make it an effort to sit next to her, but my timing has to be right because, like, she be in class.
No, it don't. Stop, 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 stop. Dude, you already reacting to her. You'll never catch that bitch. She's going to catch you. So, the next time she say anything remotely towards you being cute or handsome or whatever, look at her and touch her chin and look in her eyes and say, but did you know how devastatingly dangerous I am? And let
That's
her
cold.
Chin go. Motherfucker, I know. Because I'm talking about, hey, you see how fast I thank you, motherfucker? Come on, man. That's just one thing I thought of that fast. I got many things, and this is how you going to be. But you can't be this way until you start being this way. If I just realized I was fast, and this is the first race I'm in, and I got to respond to the gun, and I don't respond right because I never heard a starting gun. Somebody always say go. I might not run as fast as I could run. But once I done heard that gun and I know if that's what I'm going to, I'm going to start responding to that gun. Hey, that's what you're going to
yeah.
do, man. You got to
yeah.
respond. You got to respond to what you hear. And you got to be so fluent that whatever you thinking, let's say it's like 5 o'clock. Whatever you thinking at 5 o'clock, you got to be so fluent that one half of a second after 5 o'clock, you can change your mind and have a whole other plan because of something you see.
Right. Thank you.
Listen to
appreciate
your motherfucking
that,
head. Hey, no, you talking about right. Like you going to go out and do that. You ain't finna do that shit. You might understand the words I use to actually say the shit I said, but you ain't finna go out and do that shit. And you know how I know that?
Nah, because I will do that. But how do you know that?
Well, let me tell you how I know that. Because if you will do it, tell me right now what you would do.
Wow,
stop.
You got me there.
Stop. See how long it took you? You beat and lost a bitch. That's
right.
Flow. Timing and flow. Say some bitch said that shit to your motherfucking ass and you took that long to respond. Whatever you
yep.
said, she wouldn't believe you because you took too long. Hey, 832, you coming in on this? I know we talking some shit, so let's see. What's up, 832?
What's going on, bud? This is Drew Bone, man. What's good?
Drew Bone,
like
what's
that?
Shit.
Oh, man, you know, I was listening to the timing and flow subject, which timing and flow is very important, but the scenario you gave, and when you asked everybody what they got out of it, nobody, in my opinion, nobody really gave the answer. But what I got
what
out
is
of it was you changed the perspective. You changed the perspective because you said whatever you do, baby, what you doing is doing something to me. She was wondering what the hell is it doing. When you threw the book scenario in there, you changed the whole perspective. Not only that, you showed her value. Now you got her interested in you and what you doing. You really took
check
her
this
mind
out.
Off of what...
Check this out, Drew Bowl. Check this out, you motherfucker. You're right. nobody did say what I actually did. And what I did, why I mentioned the book, was because I ain't finna let that bitch handle me.
Man,
you know, and
say no
that
more.
Initial that initial statement is a handle your motherfucking ass statement if you respond to it the way she expecting. Because believe me, bitches have arsenals too. And they make their arsenals up as they're going. Otherwise, when she say whatever she say to you, she already kind of know what you're going to say because she didn't peg how you are. So all you got to do is say whatever she think you're going to say, and she finna have you. That's why I would have brought up that shit about the book, took it somewhere totally different. And she'd have said, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, bitch.
She said, what?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, bitch. You fucking with a real one here. That's all you got to say after that. This shit. No, no, bro. Bro, listen. 503, listen. I ain't crazy. I'm sharp as fuck.
I'm
sharp.
I meant it in a good way.
Fuck. I know you meant it in a good way. I'm meaning what I'm saying. Hey, I'm meaning what I'm saying in a 700 times better way. I'm just letting you know, man. Hey, check it out, 503. Don't you see me? You ain't going to say nothing to stop me talking. You ain't going to say nothing to get me off my track. I don't care what subject comes up and I'm talking about this or that. I'm going to relate it to it, and I'm going to spit game about it, and I'm going to show you how what I'm saying is usable right now because I'm real. I got real game. I'm not trying to think of some shit to say to you. This shit come out of me. It's
not
out.
Really, that's why I called you.
I don't, well, I mean, it could be, bro. But I don't know what's taking you so long to get the course, but it's cool. No, really.
Hey.
Does that matter?
Yeah.
Hey, don't respond to that. I'm talking shit, man. Hey, something about me, I do, especially when I'm feeling, you know, cool. Because I feel cool. You guys on here, I have exactly, listen to this. Now, this is serious. I have 118 points that I wanted to talk about. And those 118 bullet points should last about an hour and a half. And I'm only on motherfucking 31. So, see, what I'm saying is, see, I'm the kind of cat... I'll get something to start off. And if I have to, then I get to 100. I'm already ready to leave. If I get to like 80, I'm already ready to leave because y'all ain't saying shit. And I'm going to tell you, man, if you motherfuckers don't talk, I'm getting out of here because I'm already at 80. Shit. Hey, but if I'm like got 6 minutes to go and I'm only on 31, I think that's a dope show. I mean, that's just how I judge. That's how I judge me, and it sparks me. But listen, what I'm saying is this, why timing and flow is important. In every single conversation you have with a woman, now I got all four of you guys on, 503-404, the man from Ghana, and Drew Bones. I'm finna say something. And I want you motherfuckers to comment, because there is a comment somebody should make at a particular point, which I'm not going to say, and I ain't going to say you a fuck-up if you don't make the comment. I'm just saying there's a comment. But anyway, see, in every single conversation you have with a woman, there is, wait a minute, somebody shit, let me see, I'm going to have to cut them off. Okay, it's not you, 503.
No, I'm listening.
Four, I know you are 404. It sounds like it was you. So I got to mute you, man. I don't know what's going on in your background, but fuck that. You was fucking me up. But anyway, in every conversation that you have with a woman, fellas, there is an opportune moment for you to move on her. The problem is you won't move on her because you don't know shit about timing. If you understood timing, you would be thinking about it while you're talking to her. So whether it was the actual right time or not, and you chose this time, you would have moved, and what you did would more or less be successful, because even though it wasn't the exact time, it was somewhere around the time. That's why you thought it. But if you don't even think about it, you're not going to even be close to the exact time. When you get the exact time, it's like, let's say now, the exact time to touch her is now, and I touch her. What I expect to happen from that, just me touching her on her forearm, she just screams, okay, I'm yours, and she does that. Okay, my timing was right. Now, of course, I'm exaggerating, but I'm just making a point. My motherfucking point is right after timing is flow. And your flow is crucial to captivate the woman. Now, if you got these two things together and you use them, you know what you're doing. What has happened to your chances of catching her? Any one of you?
The chances of catching her?
Hey, wait. 404, I'm bringing you back in. Go ahead, 404. You in too. All right. What's the answer to that? What has happened to your chances? Who said that? Drew Bone?
Yeah.
Okay, Drew Bone. I ain't saying nothing negative or not, but I'm taking you out right now. Okay, the other three. My brother from Ghana, 404 and 503. What has happened to your chances?
Man.
See, you guys are no. Stop. You guys are scary. All three of you. You guys are scary. You know why? Because when you got three motherfuckers open, say open mic, who are they gonna listen to? The motherfucker that start talking second or third, or the motherfucker that start talking first? I'm not saying the dude that start talking first automatically have the most to say. But I'm saying you got all the motherfuckers' attention because right now, well, what is the answer? Everybody's attention is on whoever opened their mouth, meaning you cats don't want to be the star of the show. You cats don't want to be on stage. You know, y'all will say, oh, yeah, I understand life is being on stage. Right, because you know how to interpret English. Right, so yeah, you can see it. But do you see it? Because each one of you motherfuckers know. You got some kind of answer, but where you at? Listen. So come on. What is it? What has happened to your chances?
So I think your chances, if you do what you said, are extremely high just because, like you say, you thought it, you did it when you saw action. That's what I think.
Who is this? This is that Ghana?
Caller from Ghana. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Ghana. Ghana, I'm taking you out. 503 and 404, what has happened to your chances?
You didn't call him.
Who said that?
Can you repeat?
404.
404, I'm taking you out. Okay, 503, you fucking lost everything. Let me bring all you guys back in. And let me tell you what has happened to your chances.
I forgot what you said question, though.
What?
I forgot what you said on the question, though, because the car passed by.
So yeah, right. Hey, tell that to that bitch you missed, man.
I know, right?
You ain't getting no second chances, man. So what I'm saying is this. Check it out. What has happened to your chances is the odds have went up. Otherwise,
Do you know what odds are? Yes. If you're doing it just how you do it, you got 1-to-1. If you're doing it and you kind of prepared, it's like 2-to-1. If you're doing it and you know what you're doing, it's like 3-to-1. If you're doing it and you know what you're doing and you got the proper timing and flow, it's going to be 4-to-1. Your chances of catching that bitch has quadrupled. Because not only are you intriguing her with your conversation, she's being mesmerized by how you're using your conversation. And if you're not using your conversation, then all you're doing is talking. You got to understand, when somebody like Winston Churchill gave some kind of speech, do you think because he said, "We are a powerful nation," do you think that fucking shit mattered to them motherfuckers? It's how he said it. It's the timing. It's the flow. It's the emphasis that he put on it that made the point. Not the words. Not just saying it. This is hard work. If you want to fucking list all the different things that you got to do at once. But if you learn the game, if you learn the game in its entirety, you'll understand how it took me X amount of time to learn all this. And just like technology can teach you the same thing quicker almost, you guys are going to get to learn it quicker because we're using, not technology, there's nothing trickery. We might be talking or communicating through technology, but this shit is real. So what I'm saying is, we're all experiencing the fact that through technology, I can speak to people all over the fucking place. And no matter where they're from, Ghana, fucking Australia, Austria. I'm talking about deep in Mexico, Colombia. I mean, everywhere. All we got to do is have two nuts and understand English, and they can fuck with me. They see that. I'm not making that statement. I'm saying this as a fact. I'm talking about motherfuckers that they speak English, but that's not their main language. Motherfuckers that speak English, that is their main language. Motherfuckers that have English as their main language, but they not from the United States. These motherfuckers all fucking with me. I didn't have a motherfucker calling me from emailing me from Greenland. So what I'm saying is, that's the power of this shit. And my thing is standing on what I believe. And if you stand on, any one of you, 503-404, my man in Ghana, 832, Drew Gump, if either one of you guys stand on what you believe, you're going to be able to sit here, not right here next to me because, you know, we're doing this technology shit, but you're going to understand totally what I'm saying. We're going to be as if we're in the same room kicking it. And, man, my whole... I'm going to say this and I'm going to be gone. But my whole thing is to be able to have a whole show where it's nothing but callers calling in, talking, whatever, about whatever, because they know, however, sometimes shit is funny, you know, we got a humor bone, whatever. But what I'm saying is they know I'm coming real correct, direct. And if they use it, it's going to fucking help them. And that's what really helps me, man, to be so down and dirty. Because I'm like that. Hey, you guys, this is a dope show. I love this kind of shit. I only got to 3 more past 31, so I only got to 34. So, look, let's do this. We ain't going to do this Thursday. Because on Thursday, we're going to be talking about something else. I got some more pimp shit to talk Thursday. But get with me Thursday, man. Be cool.